Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians, after a welcomed day off, now take on the Kansas City Royals after a terrific series in Seattle. You win 3 out of 4 games, and you found some ways to win close games, late games. And, Tito, one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about is the platoon that you've used. I don't know if that's the right word, but boy, it seems like you've been able to get the best out of both Murphy and Rayburn. Even though they're not playing every day, boy, they're giving you a big year.
Yeah, they are. And I know you can't just combine the two into one and say, well, but basically when one plays, the other one doesn't usually play. And if you kind of add their numbers together, it turns out to be a pretty damn good player. And they complement each other very well. They're both always ready. It's been really helpful to us. And fortunately, they're good enough guys and they're really good teammates where they understand and they're always ready. I know they both like to play more, like everybody, but when they do play, they've really given us a big lift.
Is there something about winning the series the way you did? I mean, Sunday, I'm sure it was the woulda, coulda, shoulda had you lost that game because of so many early opportunities. But the fact that you still found a way to win, does that carry over at all, Tito?
You know, Hammy, I know it makes for a better flight. I know that for darn sure. You know, we talk all the time about playing through frustration, and we certainly had a lot of that on Sunday. When we got the game tied, even though we were on the road, I was like, okay, good. We can keep playing because, you know, we had enough guys in the bullpen, and you felt like, you know, we kept giving ourselves chances. We just couldn't cash in. And like I said, once they used their closer and they got through most of their bullpen, I thought, like I said, even though we're on the road, I thought we were still in pretty good position. And our guys did a really good job then of cashing in, not only getting the go-ahead run, but adding on.
You've had to use Austin Adams a couple of times in key spots. Now, he hasn't pitched much. He's been back and forth. But are you encouraged by what you've seen in a limited sample size?
You know, Hammy, from the very beginning, he's always shown arm strength. And there's been some inconsistencies, even at AAA, with his command. But the one thing that's been real consistent is his ability to not back down. And, he loves to compete. We saw him in Texas that day when he had to face Prince Fielder with the bases loaded. So that's there, and that's a good thing because I'm not sure you can teach that. And then just the more he pitches, the more consistent he's going to be because there's a lot to like.
Tito, when you talk about looking at a guy and seeing that he likes to compete, and you just said it's something that you're probably born with, can you tell pretty quickly on some guys that, hey, this guy's going to be a lot better when the game isn't on the line versus the other?
I'm not sure you can tell right away, Hammy, and I'm not sure it always plays out, but I think it's our responsibility to try to learn as much as we can about guys. You know, we used Crockett as an example a couple years ago. We brought him into games in spring training knowing that he'd probably be nervous, but he handled it. He didn't act any different. He didn't try to hide it, and we thought that that was a pretty good sign, and I'll be darned, you know, about a month later, he was in the big leagues helping us. So you try to find out as much as you can because I think we have an obligation to do that. And then when maybe it's not quite perfect, try to help guys. So because we want all our guys to be useful and to be helpful and where we can pitch them or play them anytime.
Well, the beauty of this game is a month ago it looked like, well, Detroit and Kansas City will win every night. They're both going to win 120 games. Now they've both started to struggle. Minnesota's been the real surprise team, but suddenly the AL Central has got a lot more closely bunched. You're only 6.5 games out, Tito, when it looked like you might be double digits there a week or so ago.
You know, Hammy, when we were getting beat up early, you know, Chris and I would talk to all hours trying to figure out what to do. And we tried to remind each other that we were a good team and we were going to get better. But sometimes it's hard when you're playing so bad and you're getting beat up that you know it's going to turn around. But you wanted it to turn around yesterday. And so being patient like that is hard. But I think that's where some of the relationships help us. Because not to say that we're not frustrated, but we help each other get through it. And it's not just Chris. It's all his guys. And I think that really helps because there were a lot of frustrations going around. Now, you know, we're not where we want to be, but we're getting there. And I think we can have some fun doing it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.